Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis. Risdiplam continues to show promise as a safe and effective therapy for people with SMA types 1, 2, and 3. This is according to the latest results from ongoing clinical trials, Firefish, Sunfish, and Jewelfish. The CEO of PTC Therapeutics said they're excited that Risdiplam has the potential to enter the market for patients with all types of SMA. SMA is caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene. This leads to a reduction in the load of SMN protein. A second survival motor neuron gene, called SMN2, with an identical sequence, can ease the damage done by the mutation, but only to a very limited degree. Risdiplam was developed by Roche and Genentech in collaboration with PTC Therapeutics and the SMA Foundation. It's an oral therapy that's designed to boost the ability of the SMN2 gene to produce a fully functional SMN protein. Data from part one of the Firefish trial showed that after 16 months of treatment, 14 of the 17 infants had a CHOP-INTEND score of 40 or greater. CHOP-INTEND is a measure for assessing motor skills of SMA type 1 infants, and it uses a 0 to 64 point scale. The higher the score, the better the motor function. Scores that are 40 and above are rarely observed in untreated infants. Altogether, the Firefish trial involved 21 babies with SMA type 1. The latest results showed 86% of the infants alive and none required permanent ventilation. 3 deaths were unrelated to the treatment. Part 2 of the Firefish study, which involved 41 additional type 1 SMA infants, is expected to be concluded by September 2020. The 2-part, double-blind, placebo-controlled Sunfish trial is evaluating the safety and effectiveness of Risdiplam. This is for SMA type 2 or 3 patients between the ages of 2 and 25. Results from the first part of the study, where they looked into the best dose amount of Risdiplam, showed that it led to a median 2-fold increase in blood SMN protein levels after 4 weeks. This increase was sustained for at least 1 year. Compared with the natural history of the disease, participants showed clinically meaningful motor improvements. Part 2 of Sunfish is set to be completed in July 2020. It will evaluate the safety and effectiveness of Risdiplam for 24 months in 180 participants. Patients in the second part of both Firefish and Sunfish will be allowed to continue treatment during an extension study. The open-label Phase 2 Jewelfish trial is still recruiting. This one evaluates the safety and tolerability of Risdiplam in SMA type 2 and 3 patients, and their ages would range from 6 months to 60 years old. Participants in this trial must have been previously treated with either Spinraza, Zolgensma, or Lesoxime. So far, 45 participants using Risdiplam have shown a sustained greater than 2-fold increase in median SMN protein, and this is over 12 months of treatment. To date, Risdiplam has been well tolerated at all dose levels and in all clinical studies, and it has no treatment-related withdrawals. Further, Risdiplam will also be evaluated in up to 25 pre-symptomatic SMA type 1 babies up to 6 weeks old, and this is for the open-label Phase 2 Rainbowfish study. This study is still recruiting, and it enrolled its first patient in August.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday. Today I just wanted to give an overview of some of our recent columns. You can read all of our columns on our main website at www.smanewstoday.com. First off, in Michael Kasten's column, 5 Servings of Strength, he writes about how spending time with his children is his number one priority. This column, titled Spending Time with Our Children Comes First, was published on October 30th, and is a great encouragement for all the parents and caregivers out there. Then in Alyssa Silva's column, Life One Cup at a Time, she writes about how autumn brings a bittersweet feeling. While she loves the fall weather, it reminds her that the coldness of winter is steadily approaching, and she has to be careful as an individual with SMA. This column was published on November 1st. Then in Brianna Albers' column, The Wolf Finally Frees Itself, she writes about how her nighttime anxiety can lead to scary imaginary scenarios. She writes about the frustrations of being unable to turn herself at night, and what happens when she can't call for help. You can read this column, which was published on November 4th. Finally, I wrote about some of the existing and emerging treatments in the SMA community. This column, titled Taking Stock of the Advances in SMA Treatment and Research, was published on November 5th. I shared my thoughts on Genentech's clinical trial drug risdiplam and talked about it in relation to my Spinraza treatments. I hope you all check out these columns and give us your feedback. We'd love to hear from you in our SMA News Today forums. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.